Busisiwe Mkhwebane was removed from office on Monday after 318 MPs in the National Assembly voted yes and adopted the Section 194 inquiry's recommendations to have Mkhwebane permanently removed as head of the Public Protector's office. This is days before the end of her term in October.
The results of the division is as follows. Yes, 318. Noes, 43. Abstention, 1. The question is agreed to, and Advocate B. Mkhwebane is accordingly removed from the office of the Public Protector, according to the recommendation of this House.
Among those who voted against Mkhwebane were ANC MPs Paul Mashatile, Peggy Tele, Sindisiwe Chikunga, Enoch Godongwana, Pravin Gordhan, Gwede Mandashe, Zizi Kodwa, Ronald Lamula, amongst others.
Mashatile SP, I vote yes. Tele BH, I vote yes. Chikunga LS,
I vote yes.
Chrissy BD.
Yes.
Godongwana E. I vote yes. Godan PJ.
Absolutely yes.
Kungubele M.
Ewe.
Kodwa NG.
Yes.
Kubai MT.
Yes.
Lamula RO.
Yes.
Taveni KPS.
I vote yes.
Nxesi TWT.
Yes.
Nzimande BE.
Yebo.
Pando GNM.
Kia dumela.
Patel E.
Yes.
Pasha MJ.
Yes.
The committee investigated Mkhwebane's fitness to hold office and finalized its report last month. Speaking at the opening of the debate, committee chairperson Qobudile Tyandji said they found Mkhwebane unfit and improper to hold office.
The committee called witnesses and was presented with evidence in addition to the judgments, which contained serious adverse findings against Advocate Mkhwebane. Had any such predetermined outcome existed, the committee would surely not have ploughed the time, financial and human resources into understanding the role of the Public Protector, the manner in which she investigated. We did not arrive at these findings lightly, and what the public and fellow members of the Assembly may not have seen was the hours and hours of diligent and consistent work that took place behind the scenes to try to unpack the charges. We are confident that Advocate Mkhwebane was not denied the opportunity to be legally represented as she claims. To the contrary, the committee used its best endeavors to assist her to have access to a stated legal advice. This process culminated in a report which shows incontrovertible evidence that Advocate Mkhwebane has misconducted herself and is incompetent. Thus, notwithstanding the noise that has surrounded the work of this committee, the cries of unfairness of being a predetermined outcome, of this being a political campaign to protect untouchables, what rings crystal clear through all of this and what cannot be denied is that Advocate Mkhwebane, on the facts established, is not fit and proper to hold the high office of Public Protector.
Reporting 4 times live, I am Demi Buzo.